Welcome to another edition of our weekly feature, Folk Box, hosted by Svetlana Yakimenko, a program tailor-made for all who love folk art. In folklore, the Feast of Trinity is a beautiful and very colourful holiday, and Orthodox Christians celebrate Trinity Week, complete with its customs, melodies and captivating songs. It's a world unto itself. How could we, proponents of folklore, pass up an opportunity of taking a closer look at it? Trinity in folklore, something very special, I would even say mystical and mysterious. All of the events unfold not in broad daylight, but in the evening after twilight embraces all with its shadowy lilac, with the occasional spurts of colour from fading sun rays. In our northern regions, adding to this mystical atmosphere is the fact this is the period of the so-called white nights. So that is when folk gather in meadows and fields, everyone dressed colourfully, with the prevailing shades being white and red. And then the ring dances begin, which at times can include up to 100 people. The Trinity ring dances are the most complex. They consist of a number of circles with intercepting lines, figures that weave in and out like delicate tracery, and patterns of arms and hands joined together.
Oh, yeah.
Flowers all around. The main highlights are on the meadow flowers. They make bouquets of them, and also wreaths are woven. Folk give these wreaths to one another as gifts, wear them while dancing, and keep them for the duration of the holiday. At the very end of Trinity Week, one uses them to tell fortunes. Everything around is colourfully decked out, even the trees. They become sort of ritual symbols during this holiday with its ancient history. Scientists will tell you this is all a testimony of the holiday hailing from the times of pantheism, when man revered nature as a powerful living being. This is true, while for us, this is all incredibly beautiful. All the trees and bushes are adorned with ribbons, which are woven into the branches in the manner of girls' braids. Incidentally, the song that is a big favorite with Russian folklore buffs, A Birch Tree Stood in the Meadow, is precisely about such a decorated Trinity Week young birch tree.
Люли, люли, заломаю.
Wreaths are woven for Trinity even in the Orthodox Church. The first wreath is made by the clergyman. Then the parishioners step in. On days such as that, the entire floor of the church is covered with sweetly scented meadow grasses and blooms. Afterwards, they're all collected and preserved as possessing curative properties. People believe that if you press them to a painful limb, the pain will go away. And if there is trouble in the home, one ought to bring them home to bring alleviation. The Trinity wreaths are used for fortune-telling. Folk go off to a river or lake and throw these into the water. Understandably, the main topic of the fortune-telling is marriage. If one's wreath is carried away far, one shall marry away from home. If a wreath floats around near the bank, one can expect to be wed to someone from around one's native area. However, should the wreath sink, that was regarded as a very ill omen. Then there are the Trinity Sisterhood rites for the girls. They exchange wreaths, beads and such like. Those who do so become sort of kindred, forgive one another slights and offences if such existed. A pleasant ritual, isn't it? Modern day girls are quite taken with it, incidentally. And since they are hardly all that well acquainted with folk customs, they request their grandmothers to help out. The famous across Smolensk region grandma Kuprianovna travels across all nearby villages throughout Trinity Week, teaching them the rituals.
Devai koma, вся епа комемся, пелагодемся, пекомемся.
Let us yet again marvel at the inventiveness of folklore. It managed to deck out a perfectly serious religious holiday in intriguing, stirring the imagination fantasy. After all, it's not mere chance that Trinity Week here is also referred to as Mermaid Week. Apparently, the belief is that around this time, the mermaids are afoot, coming out of their watery kingdom. The Russian mermaid is not your European Undina. Also a beauty, but a cunning one. It can tickle one to death and then drag the victim down to a watery depth. So take care. Of course, as you can guess, one ought to stay away from such creatures. They say in olden times, the mothers kept their offspring by their side throughout the whole week. At the end of Mermaid Week, the mermaids were seen off to their mermaid kingdom by the entire gathering of village folk, and it was a whole ritual in itself, with special songs, noise and clatter. They even fired guns, possibly to scare the mermaids a bit and make them scamper off from the good folk. At the very end of the week, a general open-air merriment on Sunday, complete with songs and dances and delicious treats. By the way, to this day, they invariably make fried eggs on the fire, the round egg being again a symbol of eternity of life. Once again, these mystical beliefs. So now you see what the Russian holiday of Trinity is all about. At the end of it, there's always a dance for one and all, and this dance in most regions of Russia is one and the same, Timonya. Trinity Russian style, brought to you by Folkbox.
Сейчас, 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 сей